All right, gang's all here. As Sedano mentioned, Scott Kaplan is in Ohio, where he's going to watch his son play tomorrow. Right. How you doing, Cap?
I'm doing really great. How are you guys?
Excellent. Glad to have you here. By the way, let me point out, Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. After an accident, you have to go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Now, Cap, I know it makes you nervous when I say I got something I want to play. So I'm taking it upon myself to find something every day that you and I do crosstalk that I can play to make you nervous, all right?
Well, and you know this now, John, because we said this to you yesterday. So, Ramona, we made fun of John the other day because, like, literally, this is supposed to be fun. And look, I get the Robert Sarver story is a big story, but it's like we do stupidity on our show. Like,
yeah,
we don't
I heard you guys talking.
We don't want to do Robert Sarver talk, like, to
I
be
heard
honest.
Sedano and Cap talking on the drive afterwards, and I was wondering if you were listening.
I was listening. I know that they get mad at me when I go serious.
Yeah,
and they
so get like mad yesterday. At me yesterday was great. Like,
Cap gets mad at me when I play things.
No, but give us the Utah booby story. That was good yesterday.
I liked the Emmy Award thing where you had that inspirational speech that lady gave. I like that.
Okay, now I think you're gonna like this, Cap. All right, so here's the backstory on this. Do you guys know who Max Homa is?
No.
He's a golfer.
Max
okay?
Homa.
He's a golfer. Pretty good one. He won the Nissan Open, the LA Open. He's a Southern California kid. Went to Cal. Plays on the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour is in Northern California this week. He's the defending champ, so he had to have a press conference. And so Homa went to Cal, and one of the places when he was at Cal, Homa, one of his roommates was on the golf team, is playing this week in this tournament with Homa. His name is Michael Kim. Now, Michael Kim is Korean.
The former SportsCenter anchor?
No, different guy.
Oh.
But Michael Kim is Korean, okay? And so Homa will tell a little bit of this story, but he's full-blooded Korean, grew up in Korea, and they're at Cal. And he discovers one of their roommates, Homa discovers one day that Kim has kind of underhandedly found the easiest possible class he could ever take. I'll let Homa pick up the story from there.
So Michael moved to America from Korea when he was 12. So he speaks fluent Korean, and obviously I don't understand any Korean, it's quite complicated. So he did that, and then he's going to be so mad I'm telling people this. And then right after, he starts recording something on his phone, and it would be like me saying, like, I drove my car to the store in Korean. And I was like, what are you doing? He said, oh, I'm in this Korean 101 class that I'm not supposed to know. I'm not supposed to be fluent in this. I'm like, you are so scummy.
So what he did, Cap, he already spoke fluent Korean and took basic introduction to Korean. Like, he probably spoke it better than teacher. So my question for you, Cap, as a football player at the University of Pittsburgh, what was the easiest class you ever took in school?
Well, you know, we used to have these academic advisors, right? And they would tell us the classes that we should be taking based on the professors who were football player friendly. So I had two classes. One was called Japanese Film Study, and the other one was like an intro to economics. And it wasn't like the economics was easy. It's just that the professor, God love this guy, when he would give us tests, he would sit there at the front of the classroom. He would open up the newspaper in front of him. And the entire time we were all taking the tests, he always had the newspaper in front of him as if to say, you guys want to cheat? Go ahead and cheat. I don't care. I can't see it. I'm reading the newspaper. So, Econ 101, Japanese Film Studies. Anybody beat that?
What was easy about Japanese Film Study?
The professor would have us in the room, and she would just play films. And that's all we had to do was sit there and watch
like
the films.
Like Godzilla versus Rodan?
Huh. Yeah, I don't know what these things were, but it didn't matter. She was known as a football-friendly professor.
Gotcha.
So that's what we were able to take. Now, I had an English class, and this professor one time, we had to hand write back in the day. We didn't have computers, and we didn't type things out. We had to hand write these essays. And I wrote the essay, and he gave me back the essay, and it was a C. He wrote C. That was my grade. And he literally, I swear to you guys, he wrote this on my paper. He said, Mr. Kaplan, don't you wish you were as consistent on the field as you are in my class? Because I was just getting straight C's in this guy's class. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe this guy said it to me.
Wow.
That's funny.
Sedano, what's the easiest class, high school or college, that you ever took?
The easiest class?
Yeah, you didn't have it. Like, we called him a Mickey Mouse class.
I took a hospitality management class once in college. And the guy who was the professor owned a really popular restaurant in Fort Lauderdale called the 15th Street Fisheries. A beautiful place. And it was just that. It was like the easiest class. We'd go on field trips all the time. Restaurants, we'd eat, we'd have a drink. We would just like hang out. And that was the entire class. Now, that sounds to me like if I took an intro to Spanish class, right?
Like that would be the cool. Briones did it. Briones took an intro to Spanish class when he spoke full Spanish from the time he grew up.
Now, I actually had I had this story the other day because I was doing something for work on the TV side, and we had to wait a really long time for the subject that we were interviewing, okay?
Right.
And I said this, and I feel like Ramona and John and Cap, you would appreciate this, that I feel like I should teach a course at a college, right? And one of the days of the class, just one day randomly in a particular semester, I literally just show up with like a minute to go. And the lesson is, if you're going to get into journalism, you better learn to wait, because you're going to wait for a long time, pretty much your entire career. Half your career is just going to be sitting around waiting for people to show up.
Yeah, that's true, by the way. You know, this happened to me in college. I mentioned this earlier in the show. I'm curious, Sonano and Cap, what you guys think. So I'm in a sociology class at UCLA, and there are two basketball players in this class with me. And I knew all the basketball players. So one of them says to me, "Psst, Ireland, move your elbow," because I'm writing all my answers and they want to look at my paper. So I scoot my paper over to the right hand side of the table and I move my elbow so he can see what I've written, and he just copies my answers. I maintain that I did not cheat. He cheated. Mason says I'm guilty of cheating. What do you guys think?
Oh, God. So you allowed somebody to cheat off of you.
Correct.
Mason's calling you a cheater.
Mason says if he was in my position, he would have blown the whistle on these two basketball players.
Chris literally just did an intro yesterday, a rejoin yesterday about how Mason did not tell you you were getting fired, but yet he's going to call you a cheater in that situation and blow the whistle?
Yes.
Come on.
No, he would. He said that's cheating. You're screwing up the class. I said I didn't cheat. They cheated.
No, I don't. Who cares? You did nothing wrong.
And matter of fact, George, I kept that one of those guys was our starting point guard, and I kept him on the court.
That's exactly right.
So you did the right thing.
That's exactly right.
Took one for the team, Cap.
Right. Not just the team. You were thinking about the entire university and its brand, Mace UCLA was trying to shut down the school.
Yeah. Right. The other story we had today that I thought you guys would like was, did you hear the Miss Bum Bum story?
No.
So there's a contest in England, in London, called, it's the Miss Bum Bum contest. And it's basically features girls who have...
who have the best booties.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well said, George.
Yeah.
Now, this week, three of the Miss Bum Bum contestants issued statements, and I'll just read one. This is from a woman named Andrea Sunshine.
Okay.
And then after Andrea did it, two other girls followed suit. Here's what she wrote. In the name of the majesty of Queen Elizabeth, the loved queen of the United Kingdom, I mourn for a week as duly followed by all who respected and loved her. So, I will put myself in sexual abstinence for this time of mourning. May God rest her soul in peace. Hashtag RIP Majesty, hashtag London, hashtag UK. After she did it, two other of the Miss Bum Bum contestants, and let me just say they are all highly qualified to be a finalist in this contest, followed suit and claimed they would be going on a sex fast in order to honor the late monarch. My question to the two of you is, if given the choice, is this A very nice patriotic act, or B, a brilliant publicity stunt to promote the Miss Bum Bum contest. So, Donna, what say you?
I would say the latter. It's really smart publicity because everybody is focusing on the queen. All these local stations, maybe not all of them, but there's like a decent amount. I know a lot of local reporters around the country, just
right.
people I've crossed paths with over the years
sure.
at different places.
Well, and Kelly works in local news.
Right,
so
Kelly
knows.
Works in local yeah, news. But I know there's at least three people that I know that work for local TV stations, okay, that are in England still, okay, for the death of the Queen. And I'm just like, how yep. is that even possible?
Cap,
they're taking advantage
I'm gonna go
of that.
With the, Cap, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going. I think this is the first one, which is where you're honoring the monarch.
You think it's a patriotic like, hey, act of selflessness?
Absolutely. That's yeah. right. That's exactly right. To honor the late Queen Elizabeth at 96 years old, I am going on a sex fast because, actually, there is no because. It makes no sense, but I'm just going the opposite
that
side.
That is what will get me attention. I mean, essentially, that's the point.
I think it's a little brilliant on the
yeah, sure.
by the Miss Bum Bum contestants. Because
little,
otherwise,
little
Google
Miss Bum Bum. You know.
By the way.
Oh, Cap, I'll send it to you.
I'm sure you will.
It's great.
Only in England would it be called something like the Miss Bum Bum competition. You know, right. like yeah. it just sounds like people be having tea and crumpets while it's happening too.
You
just Googled it and then went right to images.
Yeah, it is outstanding. I'm sending the source material to both of you guys, and maybe this
2019 looked like a really good year for the Miss Bum Bum contest.
Well, the 2022 is not hurting for, let's just say, quality contestants. But wow. I'm with Momo. I think it is a brilliant publicity stunt. I just sent it to both of you guys. And so I think that's a good job. Hey, I didn't ask you, Cappy. Dennis Schroeder signing today with the Lakers means what, in your opinion?
Well, means that the roster's been filled out now. Means that there's now 14 guys on the roster.
And 4 point guards, not counting LeBron.
Yeah. So, I mean, I guess everybody's jumping to the immediate conclusion, right? Well, if you got Dennis Schroeder, you don't need Russ anymore. I mean, George, right? Russ is selling his crib now, the $30 million crib.
Everybody's really
that's for sale.
Into that.
Yeah, he bought that house when he was in like Houston or Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
He's from
that's what
LA.
I said.
So he's going to have a house.
Right, I'm like, so what? He's right.
He's probably just moving.
So what is it supposed to mean?
I don't know if it means anything. It might just mean they're putting names on the back end of the roster.
Yeah, they have like more roster spots open.
I mean, stop.
I mean, Dennis Schroeder is a less than $3 million a year player. He's not a big deal, is he?
No.
He's a vet minimum guy. Everyone they're signing right now is somebody who they don't have to commit to long term, who has some upside,
and who all play the position that he would love to play.
Right.
Even
well,
though he plays differently,
and all can
I know
be
that.
There. Right, but can be there. They'll have backups if and when they are able to move him or kick him off the team.
So, have you ever seen somebody have an ending or a business deal go as badly as Schroeder's deal went with the Lakers?
No.
When that happened.
The only
up,
time
okay?
I've ever heard about it is, remember Jody Reed, the infielder for the Dodgers?
Yeah.
They offered him some insane long-term deal. He turned it down, and the only thing he could get after he turned it down was a major league minimum deal. That's similar of what happened to Schroeder, right?
So, yeah, it's similar. But now he's back with the Lakers. I mean, look, DeAndre Jordan verbally committed to the Mavericks, changed his mind, went back to the Clippers, and then a few years later ended up playing for the Mavericks. I never thought that would happen.
Right.
The Schroeder thing is on that same level for me of like, wow, that went so poorly, and there's definitely a bridge that has been burned or at least damaged that you went back across, and I can't believe that happened.
Well, remember, Phil Jackson in his book wrote that Kobe was uncoachable and he could never handle a guy like that. And then Phil came back and coached Kobe again.
To another title. I mean, that doesn't actually shock me because, to me, those are just two strong-willed, great coach, great player. People get over those things. But when a business deal literally costs a guy $80 million, that's kind of hard to come back from.
Hard to swallow, I would say.
Hey, Super Cross Talk is brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Coming up next, Sedano and Cap.
And we'll talk about Shohei Ohtani, like Greg says we do every day on every show.
By the way, we really try to.
We try to a lot.
Yes, I listened to that. I thought Greg was actually very good on that producer podcast.
He was good.
Except the part where he said we talk about Shohei Ohtani as much as possible.
Yeah, that was a lie. Yeah. Mason,
but he proved yesterday that he knows how to do everything.
Yep.
He does. He fixed the television in the studio. We couldn't get Fox. Because, you know, our TVs don't work other than the one right behind you, John.
Yeah. That's true.
John, we know you're trying to get out of here, John. We're trying to keep you around. We don't want you to leave.
No, we'll let you go. But Greg, to his credit, did fix the TV, and we could watch Fox 11 so we could watch the Charger-Chiefs game.
I fixed your wide orbit. Well, I didn't. Jody did, but somebody else fixed your wide orbit by your screen.
In true John Ireland fashion.
White Claw.
We should find a super controversial topic that requires a great deal of restraint and nuance and bring it up right now.
Right, but I can't bring up anything serious on Sedano and Cap, and we're into Sedano and Cap
now. No, because we do stupidity. That's what we do.
It's the stupidity hour. Next, ESPN LA.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, come on.
Ba ba da ba,
ba da boom,
beedy bop,
da da ding,
boom,
ba da ba beep,
ba da boom bum. Did you build a bear?
I love the delay.
My kids love build a bear.
I haven't built a bear in years. Ba da ba pickadoom, ba da bing.
There's a build a bear at the Delama Mall.
You know that they're coming out with build a bear ETs.
What
like Build-A-Bear is doing, you know, you can pick different types of bears. They're doing one for E.T. because I guess it's like the anniversary of the movie coming out.
Oh, they're bringing
so
it back.
Build-A-Bear. Yeah, so you can go to Build-A-Bear and build an E.T.
Yeah. E.T. was like kind of a weird thing when I was a kid. Like I thought it was like cool, but I was also a little spooked out by E.T. But then I got a toy and I felt better about it. But it was like a spooky
movie.
Did
you ever take that toy and did you take that toy and put them on the handlebars of your bike and ride through your neighborhood?
No, I didn't. No, it was a small
You never
toy.
Did that.
He wasn't that big.
Okay, gotcha.
And I also
didn't
have
tape him.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And I also didn't have him go, Elliot. So
phone
he
home,
was scary
Elliot.
Looking. I was scared when he went like was in the river and he was all white and shriveled up. That was kind of scary. That like traumatized me forever.
E.T. is well, I was like 5, I think, when the movie came out. So it was very traumatizing at 5, I feel like. But nonetheless, Cappy, how has your trip to Cleveland been thus far?
So far, so good. Solid flight last night. Completely jam-packed. A 10:30 p.m. red-eye flight.
Wow.
LAX to Cleveland. Jam-packed.
Well, and I think Lindsay knows why. Lindsay, why do you think everyone's going flocking to Cleveland?
Well, I told you guys. They're all going to Cleveland to get some tacos from Barney.
There you go. Clearly. Yeah, no. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. That must be it.
Yeah.
Am I getting some Barrio tacos?
Well, I'm working on it, Cap. Every time I try and order them from DoorDash, they have their delivery turned off because they're too busy.
Really?
Wow.
Must be like everybody's getting these Barrio tacos.
Well, it is like peak dinner time on a Friday night downtown, so there's probably a lot of people. There's probably like a game, an Indians game tonight, so you know, there's probably a lot of people down there. It'll chill down in like another hour or so.
So, Cappy, let's see what happens. Packed flight to Cleveland.
Packed flight except one seat.
Okay.
I had the only empty seat between me and this young lady last night.
Great.
There were 38 rows in the airplane.
Yeah.
And I was in seat 37A.
Oof,
she was
right
in seat 37C. Oh, dude.
Now, did you choose that on purpose? Like the back of the plane?
Not really. I think what happened is I booked
my flight on points. Yeah.
No, I think I booked my flight on points and I think I got like the cheapest seat on the plane.
Yeah.
And like my knees were touching the seat in front of me, you know? But I will say this, there was a TV monitor in the headrest in front of me.
Okay.
So dozing in and out of sleep, I was able to watch the Chargers get beat by the Chiefs like four times last night on my way to Cleveland. So that was kind of good.
Right. Which for but, you, the first time was great, was good enough.
Oh, I was loving it the first time, you know?
No, I know. I thought Andy Reid
was going to give the game back to the Chargers when it was 17-14 Chargers, and the Chiefs decided to kick a 19-yard field goal to tie the game at 17 apiece. I'm like, okay, what are they doing here? Now, I realize they're at home, and you've got a high-powered offense on the other side. Mm-hmm. You're going to tie the game right now instead of trying to put the ball in the end zone or make them go 99 yards. But as it turns out, we know what happened because Justin Herbert threw that interception that went 99 yards the other way, and that's how the game ultimately really ended, at least by a score.
Which we'll get to momentarily, but I'm curious. So you had this empty seat between you and this young lady. Did the armrest go up? Did you guys like go halvesies on the seat in the middle? Like what happened there?
Funny you ask that because I could not get the armrests up at all. Could not get them up. So I sat there in my little seat. I tried to cross my legs. Then my left leg fell completely asleep and my left butt cheek fell asleep. So like I was battling like the pins and needles in my left butt cheek.
Were you window or aisle?
Yeah, I was window. Oh. Yeah.
Well, on a night flight, that's
probably I don't mind the window.
Yeah,
I don't mind the window because I don't ever get up and go to the bathroom on a flight. So I was like, I'm fine over here on the window.
I mean, but you know, you are of a certain age, like the bathroom time, especially at night, you know.
True. And you and me and Lindsay had just gone for ice cream and I had a milkshake.
Right.
And there were fumes coming from the area where I was sitting.
Oh, no.
And there were a lot of people sitting around me going,
dog,
what the
you
hell?
Didn't do that. You didn't fart on a plane, did you? And then like blame it on not someone else.
Well, I just kept looking around like everybody else. Like, who the hell?
Yeah.
Who the hell needs like an adult diaper around here? You know, like I was, everybody was looking around like who to blame. So I just looked around like as if who to blame. But it was me.
Because at dinner, we went to Hennessy's Tavern in Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
Because you were going to the airport. And you had a burger with like protein style. We also ordered some nachos that we all split. Those were good. And there was plenty of beans in those nachos, too. And let's not forget. Right. And so you had a burger, all right? Then you had beans with nachos. And then you had a chocolate milkshake at an ice cream place.
Right. So I was just killing them in the back of the plane. Just killing them, George. Yeah.
And the diet, apparently, was dead, too, yesterday. There was that part.
Well, but I didn't. But, you know, at least I had the protein-style burger. You know what I mean? I didn't have the bread. That was kind of my thing, is no carbs after three, even though I ate those nachos. Yeah, I didn't care. I was like, you know what? Screw it.
So you were farting, and then what happened? So like what next?
So so everybody in the whole plane, like, because you know we're way in the back of the plane, and all these people are like, I'm not joking, they're like, everybody's looking around trying to make eye contact, like, is it you? Is it you? Who is it? Who is making the back of the plane smell this way? And so I just jumped in with everybody else, and I was like looking around like, could it be her? Maybe it's her. Got to be this guy over here. This guy over here with the goatee with no mustache, you know, it's got to be him. That's that's the culprit right over there. And in the meantime, of course, very proudly, I was sitting there going, it's me. Yep. Me. This is all me.
Cap, 37A. Next time you make a milkshake in front, in like public, you should take some Lactaid. So then it'll,
you think so?
It'll help. Yeah, it'll help alleviate that problem.
So you didn't admit that it was you, though.
No. I didn't admit it to anybody. I just proudly sat there.
Yeah.
Right. I was like, yeah. And I was wearing a mask. Like, I decided to wear a mask into LAX, and then I wore a mask the entire flight.
Yeah.
And because I would like pull the mask away from my face a little bit just to get a little in. You know what I'm saying?
Just
to kind of get a whiff of what was going on.
That's like the perfect way to do it, right? Because then if you're smelling it through the mask, then people are like, oh, it can't be him.
Right. Exactly. So, yeah, I was pretty proud of myself last night. It was a pretty good effort. Solid. Yeah. And slept the whole way through for the most part. I mean, woke up. I was like, oh, it's the second quarter. Okay, Chargers have a lead. Then I would wake up. Oh,
now, did you fart in your
sleep
or did you fart when you were awake, like early in the flight?
I'd say both. Say probably both. Yeah.
Both. No shame whatsoever.
No, none. And by the way, you know, it's loud in an airplane, you know? So it wasn't like I was trying to like make it like, oh, geez, I don't want this. I don't want anybody to hear this. I was like,
you didn't
want to
go silent
roll,
but
dude.
Deadly? You didn't put the silencer on?
No. Yeah. No, it was just, I let it go completely. Totally let it go.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Remind me never to fly.
But it was a good time last night, though. Going to Hennessy's, That was a great place, and Manhattan Beach was going off on a Thursday night, man. Every place was packed, and the game was on, and people were cheering and having a great time. And then George said to us, hey, you guys want to have dessert? And, of course, my natural inclination, given that I'm on a diet, was like, no, I really don't want a dessert. But then George told us about, like, the greatest ice cream place on the planet, so we went there. And then I got an $8.50 chocolate shake.
Yeah.
$8.50. It's a lot for a shake.
But was it good?
I feel like. It was really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
So then
it was an expensive shake though for $8.50, but I mean, you were buying, I paid so what for did it matter?
You paid for dinner, thank you, but I paid for dessert, so
right.
You didn't pay for the $8.50 shake, so go ahead.
No, but I felt really bad because you and Lindsay both got something and then they were like, hey, it's $20, and I'm like, yeah,
but
half
the,
of it's
what
me,
Lindsay and I got was $7. Shake. So what's the difference? What's $8.50 at that point?
I know, right? So yeah, it was a good night. Got here to Cleveland, landed at about 6 a.m. in the morning. And then went out to my buddy's place where I'm staying, and I crashed for like 4 hours or so. And then got up, came into downtown Cleveland. Shockingly, George, you've been to Cleveland before, right?
Yeah, it's been a while, though.
Okay, I haven't been to Cleveland in 20-plus years. And so I know Cleveland is like a very obvious place that people like to make fun of. They're like, oh, it's the armpit of America, Cleveland. I don't ever want to go there. Cleveland's a very nice-looking town. I mean, old school American city, but the river is beautiful. And I'll tell you where I'm broadcasting from today, the Good Karma Brand Studios. It is like the LA Live of Cleveland, restaurants and bars and lots of action going on. And people
LeBron
are trying to suck up
that,
every
basically.
Last. Oh, did he?
I mean, pretty much.
I mean, I suppose. Yeah. But I mean, people are trying to suck up the remaining parts of summer because it's still really warm outside. People are on their boats. They're on jet skis. I mean, it's really nice. I mean, all things considered, of course, it's September, not December, but very nice day today here in Cleveland.
Well, there you go.
I'm in Lindsay's crib. Oh, and by the way, I did get a pedicure today.
I saw that.
And this lady used that cheese grater on my right heel. Oh, what a relief, dude. Beautiful. Now I got nice smooth heels for at least a little bit of time. But she used that cheese grater and went to work on me, George.
She looked traumatized, Lindsay, in the picture. She looked like she
did
was scared for her life. Yeah,
she did definitely fear like she.
Yeah, but I'll tell you guys right now, and I didn't want to take pictures, but my buddy who was sitting next to me, his feet are 100 times more disgusting than mine. And that's, again, I've told you, I got a good left foot, a gross right foot. My buddy's feet, disgusting, really gross. So I felt like I could put my feet up against his feet, and these girls were like, we could handle his, if they could handle his. That make any sense?
I mean, I guess.
Yeah, so. Psyched to be in your hometown, though, Linz. Looking forward to those bomb tacos.
Yeah, I'm excited for you to try them because I think they're really good. And I think that if you enjoy them, too, I'll say you have great taste.
Okay, looking forward to it.
Speaking of looking forward to it, it is Friday, and I'm looking forward to a number of things. And we are going to get into a couple things. I want to get into the Chargers game from yesterday because I have some observations, not only from the game, but from where the – just kind of the town, right? At least where we were, right? And how people were experiencing the Chargers. And I feel like that is a worthwhile discussion because I feel like we've had it a lot about like where they are in the pecking order of teams per se. So we can get into some of that a little bit, plus the game part of it. Dennis Schroeder back with the Lakers, maybe even a little Triple G and Cappy's friend Canelo. So we got all that stuff coming up here over the next hour or so.
Come on.
Beep, bop, boop, bop, bada, boom. But I'm beep, bop, 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 beep, 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 boom, beep,
bop, hip, boop, but up, hibby to the hibby, the hip, hip, hopping, you don't stop, rocking to the bang, bang, boogie, say up, jump, the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, the beat. Come on, George. Yeah.
Boom, bum, beep, ba dum, ba dum, boom, 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 boom. Boom.
Now what you hear is not a test. I'm rapping to the beat. See me, my crew. And my boys, I don't know the words to this part of the song. Yeah. Let me see if I get it. See, I am one to Mike, and I'd like to say hello to the black, to the white, the red, and the brown, to the purple and yellow. But first, I got to bang, bang, boogie to the boogie, say up, jump the boogie to the rhythm of the boogie, don't stop. You don't stop. Rock the rhythm that make that body stop. Now, so far, you heard my voice, but I brought two friends along. And next on the mic is my man, Jorge. Come on, George, sing that song. Anybody know this
Cappy.
Song?
That was pretty good, Cappy. That was pretty
good. Not bad, Cappy. Because here's the thing.
Need a little practice. I'm out of breath.
There's, you know, there's a lot of music you don't know, but when you know it, you can belt it out. I'll give you that.
Love this song. Old school.
Yeah.
I mean, like the original, right?
See?
I mean, isn't this where it really all started?
1979? Yeah.
The Sugar Hill Gang?
Yeah.
Bum, bum, bim, bum, 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 ding, 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 da,
bop, I do, purposely do, did the do, instrumental. Do, do.
Oh, man. Love this song.
Yeah. You know what? I love, Cappy, when we give stuff away to the folks. Me. And all this week here on Sedano and Cap, we're giving away passes to a behind-the-scenes tour of SoFi Stadium. You can get an exclusive look at the areas of the stadium, including the team locker rooms, the premium suites, the post-game interview rooms. You can run through the players' tunnel and more. Listen throughout the show all week long. Well, actually, just today at this point because it's Friday. And just hang out because in the last hour, we're going to give you a chance to win. So make sure you're tuning in the last hour if you want that SoFi Stadium tour. So there you go.
So much fun. Laura and I did it last year. We toured the suites. And I guess, you know, George, we shouldn't really assume, right, that just because there's been, I don't know how many, you know, games and events and everything. I mean, most people have not been in SoFi Stadium yet. So if you haven't been, I mean, this is really a great opportunity to get to see what the stadium looks like when it's not filled with people. So stay tuned because that's a really good prize to win.
Yeah, absolutely. 100%. Now, Cappy, when we were at the game yesterday, there were a lot of, or at the game, at the bar watching the game. Now, granted, it's Manhattan Beach, but to your point, it was packed. A lot of people were out. It's Thursday night. There's always people out anyway, but there were, it seemed like at least where we were, there was a lot of people tuned in, focused on the game. Now, there were some people that seemed like they were Charger fans there, but do you believe that the overwhelming majority of the people that were there watching that game that seemed to be very into the game were into it because they were Charger fans, they were into it because they just liked football and they were out on the town, or C, maybe they had some, some cash on it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, first of all, George, I don't know if you noticed, but there were like four guys sitting behind me. You and Lindsay were sitting on one side watching the TVs over me, and I was sitting across from you guys and looking at the TV above you guys. Mm-hmm. There were like four drunk dudes that were like in college. And I looked at them and they were all like in their 40s and they were acting like they were in college. I mean, they were wasted and screaming and like really annoying. And I was like, am I going to have to kick everybody's ass here tonight or what?
No,
thankfully
was not.
I restrained myself, of course. That was never going to happen. Wasn't going to happen, was it? No. Well, I thought I had backup. I knew I had Lindsay with me, you know, and if I had to kick a little ass, I mean, I knew she could throw hands, you know, and then of course with you and your karate tie, I figured, you could also handle some biz if you needed to.
Yeah.
But, you know, there it was. I will say this. We're in this bar last night, the restaurant, and TVs are all on the game. And there was a lot of energy around the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm with you. I couldn't really tell. I'm like, so are these Charger fans? Are they football fans that are cheering for a good game? Are they people that have money on the game and that's why there's so much emotion? It's not like people were wearing jerseys. You know, I didn't see like a bunch of Herbert jerseys rocking in the bar. But all I can say is this. There was a lot of energy for what was a really great Thursday night football game, at least where we were last night. What'd you think?
Yeah, I thought so too. I was stunned at how many people were into the game. Because the assumption is, hey, nobody really cares about the Chargers. And I don't know. Maybe that's not the case. Maybe there are people who it's grown on them or they've jumped on the bandwagon because they like Justin Herbert. Because when Herbert went down, a lot of people in there were freaking out. And even so were we, obviously. We're like, oh, no. Like, that, no one ever wants to see an injury. But and then he came back in and he did not look right after that. Now we've found out he's got, broken rib cartilage or a fracture in his rib cartilage.
There was a play in particular where Herbert, this is after he's gone down and he's holding onto his ribs and he has the ball and he's rolling to his right. And I don't know if you remember this play, George.
Yeah, he literally threw it down to the ground, basically.
Right. There was nobody around him. He could have kept on running and easily have picked up 5, 6, 7 yards before anybody would have gotten to him.
Threw an incompletion.
And he threw the ball into the ground.
Yeah.
And he kind of had like a look like almost like with his hands in the air, like, what am I doing? I don't know. I mean, the kid was hurt. And yet it was interesting because I'll give him credit because he's a very tough kid. Later in the game, he wound up throwing an incredible pass down the pipes and over a DB. And I mean, just a beautiful dime that he threw. But listen, He played through some injury. He played through some pain, but it wasn't nearly enough, apparently, for the Chargers to overcome the Chiefs, who, by the way, they had a chance. I mean, they're on the road. They've got them down. And Andy Reid decides to go for three to tie the game. And the Chargers start driving. And just as it looks like they're about to score a touchdown and take the lead, they wind up throwing a pick six that goes 99 yards the other way to a kid, by the way, who's a seventh round or sixth round draft choice defensive back playing in his first game in Arrowhead Stadium, 99 yards to the house.
Yeah.
So a great win for Kansas City. And
now, was that a good loss for the Chargers since the Raiders had a good loss in week one?
Well, I guess I have to be consistent, don't I?
Because I'm curious, right? Laura, am I correct that he called it a good loss for the Raiders in week one against the Chargers?
He did.
Yeah.
And then I had your back and you let me down.
Yeah, you did let her down. There was that part of the equation as well. So.
I said good loss because it's like, you know what? They didn't really play that well and they were still in it and they still had a chance.
Right. So did the Chargers.
Same goes for the Chargers. They had that game and they couldn't put it away and they're on the road. But I will say this. I mean, they've beaten the Chiefs, I think, the last 2 years, they've beaten the Chiefs in Kansas City.
They have.
So that's a game the Chargers, if they would have won, everybody in the world of football would have been like,
the Chargers. Listen,
the Bills and the Chargers. Those are the two teams in the AFC. But now, I think most of us probably look at the Bills and the Chiefs. Patrick Mahomes is amazing. He is truly incredible to watch play.
He's phenomenal.
He's ridiculous.
He really is, though. There's really no other way to describe him. Like, he is insane with what he can do.
The guy's amazing.
Football.
Now, George, one thing I want to tell you that you don't know is that last night, as you were driving to Manhattan Beach, I got into Lindsay's new whip.
The sled, as you called it.
Right. Lindsay is an amazing driver because she can multitask like you've never seen anybody. Now, I know a lot of people get nervous when I drive.
Yeah.
Because I will answer texts and I will play with the radio and I'll multitask while I'm driving. And if you're a passenger in my car, you could get very nervous. Mm-hmm. Lindsay is GPSing.
Yeah.
She's Amazon Priming.
No way.
She has no idea where she's going because she relies exclusively on her GPS. She doesn't know anywhere where she's going. So I was sitting in the passenger seat and was probably more nervous as Lindsay's passenger than I was or I am when my 15-and-a-half-year-old who's getting ready to get a driver's license drives.
Now, you realize we were all going to the same place, you could have literally just said, hey, you know what? How about I go? You could have gone with me.
That probably would have been a good idea.
What?
Because at least I knew where I was going.
You're acting like I'm a bad driver or something.
No, no. Oh, no. You're actually the opposite. You're an amazing driver.
But it was just terrifying.
For you to be able...
Nervous. Yeah.
Well, I mean, Linz, you're Amazon Priming. You want... Dude, she wanted to watch the game while she was driving.
What did you what did you order on Amazon Prime while you were driving?
No.
She was watching the game.
I thought she was like ordering stuff for her house. Like,
No, she wasn't ordering anything. She was trying to watch the game.
Right.
So she's trying to watch the game. She's trying to GPS. She can't get the game to come up on her screen, but she can't get the GPS because she doesn't know which Hennessy she's going to. And then at one point, Lindsay and I pull into like the MTS lane. We're sitting behind a bus.
Yeah,
people are
like,
entering.
You're in the bus lane, I heard. Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
is that before or after you called me?
It was probably right after.
Right after, yeah. Yeah, well, okay. So yeah, you gave me your fast pass and you're like, just stay to the left the whole time and go in the fast lane. And there's a part where there was a fork and I was like, Captain, which way do I go? And you was like, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. When the one. Right,
I don't know. I'm watching the game. I don't know.
When the 110 splits up, yeah. But you could have gone all the way to the left and gone the 105 and then come. That's what I did. I took the 105 west.
But what's funny is we ended up right behind you as soon as we got off the freeway.
No, I did. I noticed that.
Traffic light. Yeah. So it all worked out. It was fine.
Yeah.
I'm a good driver, Cap.
But I noticed. I was like, where are they? Like when I got on the 105, I'm like, where did they go? Like, did they keep going down the 110? Like, what happened there? And,
but I gotta say, the game being on Amazon Prime, George, you know how you guys always tease me about my inability to utilize technology?
Yes.
I was able to watch the game on my phone while in Lindsay's, you know, passenger seat.
Yeah.
I've heard so many complaints today from what I'll call older folks in the media, kvetching and complaining about Amazon Prime.
Okay,
about how nobody can find it.
Let's talk about that on the other side a little bit, and let's get a little deeper into the game. And I do want to get into Schroeder and Canelo and Triple G and all the stuff going on this weekend. Oh, Mexican Independence Day. No,
That's right.
Vamos. Andale.
Very nice.
Time to get down. Hold on, Cappy. Now, Laura, when you were growing up, how many times does this song play at like family gatherings? I'm just curious.
A lot. Sometimes twice.
Right. That's what I figured.
Yeah. Anything Vicente Fernandez, anything like that. Yeah.
Right. Twice usually because after the, after the food had already been made and people had eaten, there was more beers or cocktails being had. And, people want to sing some more.
Always. Yep.
Yeah.
I miss those days, though.
Yeah. You can't really have that, the carne asada. I mean, you could in your apartment, but it's not the same.
No, man. I was telling my mom that. I said, I never lived in an apartment my entire, but we've always lived in houses. And I wanted to have that experience.
Yeah.
Until I wanted to have a barbecue. And then it's like a community thing. And I was no, I can't do that. No.
So I'm guessing they don't allow you to do any of that stuff on the balcony, so.
No, like people have tried and then you hear the dun 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 the knock, you know, like, hey, you can't have that. Yeah. Sucks. Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
So
why don't you tell them when they knock on your door, you're like, hey, don't worry about me barbecuing here. Go fix the elevator, pal.
Yeah, so I don't go on a ride for 15 minutes. Yeah.
Yo, I saw my neighbor
things to worry
today.
About maintenance, man.
I saw my neighbor today, like this his dog loves me. And his little dog, like, ran up to me. And I was like, oh, how cute, whatever, right? And we're catching up. And he's like, oh, how are you liking it? Because they met me when I moved in, like, the first month. Mm-hmm. I'm like, bro, I'm trying to move. He's like, really that bad? I was like, yeah, I'm trying to leave.
Really? Are you trying to move out really that quickly?
I mean, I don't want to break my lease. But, in 6 months, I'm out. Out.
Yeah, you're just going to find somewhere else?
Yeah, I'm just probably going to get closer to, like, here. Downtown. I mean, I'm already in downtown, but even closer.
Right, but closer to work, you're saying.
Uh-huh. Where I could just walk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's expensive, though.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Sorry, not to be a downer.
No, it's no downer. Do your thing, you know? It is... what other day is it today? It's also national... Oh, it's also National Guacamole Day!
There's a lot of national days today. Guacamole. A lot.
Yeah.
That'll be great. On National Mexican Independence Day and on National Guacamole Day, I'm going to have the best tacos on planet Earth.
Yeah, there you go. Yes.
Right here tonight in Cleveland.
Yes.
Lindsay ordered me tacos.
I didn't send you guacamole. Sure, I didn't think to do that. I forgot.
Yeah. My 4-year-old
Lindsay
can't
ordered
pronounce...
me tacos.
She did? What kind can't of tacos did you order?
I don't know. What'd you order, Lindsay?
I ordered you two because there's they're not huge but they're not small, and I got you some queso and cheese, queso and chips.
Oh, wonderful!
So one of them is a taco that I always order. It's their it's like Coca-Cola marinated steak, and then it has like pineapple salsa and like honey chipotle sauce. And then the other one is like the braised beef. But yeah, you'll have to let me know when you try them.
Okay, I will. George, what were you saying about who can't pronounce what?
My son doesn't know how to pronounce guacamole because he's 4 years old.
He's four.
but he calls it mockley.
Mockley?
I will open a bag of chips for that kid and just put like the guacamole that you get from like the grocery store in the plastic bin or whatever, and he will go to town for like half an hour.
Yo, let me get some of that mockley over here, please.
Yeah. Yeah, and now that he's big enough to open the fridge and kind of stand on the bottom and he can reach the top for the most part, then he can just serve himself. The only thing he needs is someone to open the bag of chips for him. So.
Can I just say how cute that video was?
What video? The video of him trying to play volleyball?
So cute. Yeah, I was like, oh.
The girl who was trying to teach him is she's the sister of a friend of Aria's, of my oldest daughter, and her sister plays volleyball. And was trying to teach him, and he wasn't. He did okay the first time, and then after that, it just kept getting progressively worse. But anyway,
why has he got blue hair today?
He got blue hair because they painted at school apparently, and the paint got on the hair. So
cool,
yeah, that's what happens when you're three. You know, So, Cappy, we were gonna talk about we were talking about the Chargers, and you had a question.
Did I?
You don't remember it? Yeah.
No, I don't.
We're off to a resounding start here on the show today.
Yeah, it's Friday. It's Friday afternoon. You know.
Yeah.
The question was about. Do you remember? Oh, yes. Now I got it. Just came back to me. You ready?
Okay.
I want to say something. So I'm really proud of myself that I have been able to find out how to use Amazon Prime on my smart TV.
Oh, right.
And it was as simple as saying to my remote control, Amazon Prime, and it popped up. And where I'm really proud of myself is that I remembered my password so that I could get into Amazon Prime. Now, take it a step beyond. I downloaded the Amazon Prime app on my phone and used it. And then, even yesterday while we were in studio, I put AmazonPrime.com on my computer and used it there as well. I hear a lot of people around the country, including our colleague at ESPN, Chris Mad Dog Russo, ranting and raving and screaming about how nobody can find Amazon Prime. Nobody can. They paid $1 billion for 13 games.
What the?
Listen to me. Well, that was him.
That's what he sounds. He doesn't really sound like that. He sounds more like this.
Well,
and nobody can see Amazon Prime. I don't even understand it. They paid $1 billion for it. How could you not get the game?
Right. So, yeah. So, you know, a couple of different versions of the same thing. So, dude, really? Was it that hard? I mean, if I could, this is the way I always measure
things. You're not technologically savvy at all.
Therefore, if I can do it, everybody should be able to do it. Can we concur on that? Can we agree? Can we come to some middle ground on that?
Yeah, I would agree.
Oh, they paid $1 billion and can't find Amazon.
Relax. It's not that hard. It's not that hard. If I can do it, you can do it.
It really isn't that difficult. I don't even understand. Go ahead, Linz. I'm sorry.
One of the things that I think is very interesting is the amount of people who don't realize that if you shop on Amazon and you use like the Amazon Prime delivery service, which let's be honest, I would probably guess that like 90% of the people who buy things on Amazon have the Prime membership.
Right. You know, because so you might as well. It's just, right. You know, yeah.
The cheaper delivery, whatever. Anybody who has a Prime delivery membership has access to Amazon Prime Video.
Correct.
Yeah. And nobody seems to know that.
Well, the one thing I will say is this, that if you don't have like a really strong or fast internet at your house or wherever you're choosing to watch this, then you might have a gripe about buffering or whatever. But I watched this game last night on my phone while Lindsay was driving. So I watched it with cell service and it was great. And I'll say one other thing, George. You know, I kind of felt like maybe I, and this is only from me, typecast Kirk Herbstreit as a college football analyst.
I thought him and Al Michaels sounded great. I watched the preseason game that they did, the Niners and the Texans. And I told you, Kirk is going to be great. Think about it. How long has Kirk Herbstreit been calling college football at this stage?
It's got to be, I mean, listen, it's got to be 30 years, really. I mean, yeah, maybe not that long, but close to it, you know? Because I think Herbstreit and I were freshmen. I know we played against each other in college, Ohio State and Pitt, but
he's been calling college football games for 15 years. So basically every dude in the league is somebody he's called their games already.
But not only that, I as a viewer would hear Kirk Herbstreit call the biggest college football games, and now when I hear him call the biggest NFL games, I don't think to myself, ugh, college football guy calling NFL. What I hear is TV pro.
Yeah.
With the greatest TV pro. And
right.
I thought the broadcast was really good last night.
Yeah, they are. They're excellent. I don't think there's any question about it. We'll update what's going on with Justin Herbert because we've got some news from Lindsay Theory. Plus, I want to get into the Lakers and Dennis Schroeder. And we actually have news on Matthew Stafford that we got to get to here in a little bit. So stay tuned for that because I found this out today and I was like, whoa, wait a second. What? Just when we thought we knew everything about Matthew Stafford's elbow, apparently there's something new. So we're back in dos minutos.